Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chavav. The Gemara brings a memram of Papa Hilchos and Abal Neitel Beroi Kibbe Muchsik. Abal is not Yerish Roi, Vein Abachor Neitel Beroi Kibbe Muchsik. Abachor is not Neitel Pishnaim from Roi. Vein Abachor Neitel Pishnaim from Malva. Abachor is not Neitel Pishnaim from Ahavon. There's no Chilik Bein Chigavu Karka Bein Chigavu Mois. And if Papa is Messiahim, that a Malva Sheima is Palgi, if there's a Malva Biar HaBechor, if the Bechor borrowed from the father money, in such a case it's Yachliku, the Bechor and the brothers are Yachliku, the Chelek HaBechor, there's a suffix if the Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim from the Chelek HaBechor. And there are a number of Shittas in the Rishonim, what is the Mile of a Malva Sheima, a Malva that is Biar HaBechor, why is it that over here there's a Tzad in the Gemara, the Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim, and the Aloch is Yachliku, the Chelek HaBechor. The Rashbam in Devi Amaschol Palgi explains that a Bechor Reitzu leShabed Nechosiv LaAviv. The Bechor wants to be Meshabed is Nechosim to his father leGami uBe'ayin Yofer Gamu Makni Nechosiv LaAviv Kidei SheYeAviv Muchzik BeHach Milve. The Bechor wants that the father should be a Muchzik BeChayiv in the Alva, and therefore if the father dies, VeYitol BaOisim Pishnayim. The Bechor wants that his father should have a Kinyan Gamu is Nechosim and a Shibud Gamu is Nechosim Kidei that if the father dies, the Bechor should be Neitel Pishnayim, it should be considered Muchzekis Biyada Av, and therefore it should be considered, not considered Roy, it should be considered Muchzek, and the Bechor would be Neitel Pishnayim. V'yeshle is Tapik Bedaser Ashbam, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Is the suffix of the Gemara whether or not the Bechor has such a Das that he wishes to be Gamu Makni and be Meshabed is Nechosim Legami to the father, that so it should be Muchzik Biyada father, and the Bechor should be Neitel Pishnayim if the father dies? Or is the suffix of the Rashbam whether the Avada the Bechor has such a Das? That was Poshet to the Rashbam that the Bechor has such a Das. Only the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not such a Das is Mahani. If this that the Bechor has Das to be Gamro Makni and be Meshabed Nechosiv is that Mahani to make it not Roy anymore, then now it should be considered Muchzik. Or Afilu Ach, even if he's Meshabed is Nechosim Legami and Makni Legami, being that it's only Ahavah, it's still considered Roy and not considered a Muchzik. And the Lashon of the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Aleph, Ois Yud Zayin, is mashed like the first sad, that the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not the Bechor has in mind to be Meshabed Nechosiv Legami. Does the Bechor have in mind to Meshabed Legami Kidei that if the father dies he should be Neitel Pishnayim, or is his Das to be a regular Leivin, it should be a regular Shibin, and it's considered Roy, Vein HaBechor Neitel Pishnayim B'Roy. And the Chayva Yesh Leichiach, like this sad, like the Lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. The Shittas HaAshbam in Perek Yaposhet and other places in Bar Basra, the Ashbam paskins like Sumchis, that Mamun Amutu B'Sofek Kolkin, he does not paskin like the Rabbanon, Zeklar Godlo B'din HaMaitzi Mechaveo Lavarayo. And in Ken Yesh Lahoret, the Rashbam is Mefarish, this that we say in our Sugya, Malvish Imoi Palgi, that by Malvish Imoi the Aloch is the brothers and the Bechor, Yachloiku, the Chelek HaBechorah. Why is it that the Aloch is Yachloiku? Why don't we say, Amitzi Mechaveo, Lavarayah, and we should leave it beyond Amuchzik? And the Rashbam is Mefarish because we paskin like Sumchis, and therefore Mamun Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin. Only the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Beis tells us that this that we paskin like Sumchis, that Mamun Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin, is only by a Safik in the Metzias. By a suffik in dine mamun is the halacha is mamun amutu besuffik is cholkin. But if there's a sfeik in the dine, if there's a suffik in halacha, then sumchus is moided to the rabbanon that we say amitzi mechaveri alavaraya. And in kenya ish lahar lechay be amalvish sheima, it's a sfeik in the dine, it's not a suffik in mitzias, it's not a suffik in dine mamun, it's a suffik, what is the halacha? And if it's a suffik, what is the halacha? Lechay sumchus is masking to the rabbanon that we say amitzi mechaveri alavaraya. And the Chavi Yesh Leichiach Mizeh, that the suffix of the Gemara of Malvish Imay is not whether or not this that the Bechor has Das to be Makne to the father and give him a Kinyan Gomer's Mahani to make it not Roy, to make it into a Muchzik, that the Bechor Shminetel Bo Pishnayim. That was Poshi to the Gemara that if the Bechor has Das to be Makne to the Av Legami, to be Meshabed Nechos of the Gami, it would be considered Muchzik Biyara Av and the Bechor would be Neitel Bo Pishnayim. The suffix of the Gemara is a suffix in Metzias. Did the Bechor have such a Das or didn't the Bechor have such a Das? And being that it's a suffix in the Metzias, then we paskin like Sumchus that Mamun Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin. And therefore the Gemara explains, Malvishimai Palgi, by Malvishimai it's Yachliku, the Bechor and the brothers are Yachliku, the Chelek HaBechorah. Being that it's a Mamun Amutu, being that it's a suffix in Metzias, we paskin like Sumchus, Mamun Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin, therefore the Halach is Yachliku. The Rif is mefarish the suffix of the Gemara Malvash imay palgi. What is the suffix if the milv is biara bechor that avadiya the bechor shpineitav pishnayim zok the Rif miaminan that being that it's leimati liyada the av it's considered a regular alva and therefore the bechor is not neitav pishnayim or do we say that being that it's muhsekes biara bechor that's mehani and it's efshir to consider that to be a roy. Being that it's already Biara Bechor, it's Muchzekes Biara Bechor, therefore it does not have the Halacha of a Roy, and once it's Muchzekes Biara Bechor, the Bechor could be Neitel Bar Pishnayim. There is a third Pirish in the Suffolk of the Gemara, the Yadimah is Mefarish, the Suffolk, which is the Iker Drosha that's Memayit, that a Bechor isn't Neitel Pishnayim Beroy. Do we say the Iker Drosha is from Losses Lai Pishnayim, and Matana Kaya Rachmana, that's Dafka, something that the father is able to be makne, but something that the father can't be makne, the Bechor isn't Neitel Bar Pishnayim. We look at it as Matana, that the father is being makne to the Bechor. If the Josh is from, the Iker Josh is from Losses Lai, then in the case of Mal Veshima with the Bechor, where the Bechor borrowed money from the father, in such a case, even though it's Roy Eitzel La'av, the father could be Meichel Lechayv to the Bechor, and in Kenit it's considered that the father can be Makne to the Bechor, the Alvar, and it's considered Muchsik and not considered Roy. The entire Halach of Roy is only on something that the father can't be Makne. Being that Avia, the father could be Meichel to the Bechor, it's considered something that the father could be Meichel, could be Makne, and therefore it's considered Muchsik Eitzel La'av, and the Bechor is Neitel Bar Pishnayim. And the other side of the Gemara is, do we say the Iker Joshua is from Kol HaShei Yimotzi, Lai Losis, Lai Zagili, and Kol HaShei Yimotzi, and the Iker Joshua is Dafka Dover HaMotzi Eitzel La'av. And Afilo HaHavo, that the Bechor borrowed from the father, is not considered Motzi Eitzel La'av, it's not Pershus HaAv, Bishas Misa HaSa'av. So even though it's Biara HaBechor, being that it's not Motzi Eitzel La'av, it's not included in the Pasuk of Kol HaShei Yimotzi, and therefore it's Nismait from the Din of Roy, and the Bechor would not be Neitel Bar Pishnayim. Hakoponim, we have three shittas to explain the suffix of the Gemara. The Rashbam is mefarish the suffix if maybe the Bechor is Gomer, Makni, and Meshabed, Nechos of Legami, La'aviv, and therefore it's considered Muchsik, Eitzala'av, and the Bechor is Neitel Bar Pishnayim. The Rif is mefarish the suffix that once it's Muchsik, Eitzala'av, Bechor, that is not considered Roy, it's Yefshir to consider something that's Muchsik, Be'ara, Bechor, to be considered a Roy, and therefore the Bechor is Neitel Bar Pishnayim. And the Yadimah explains the suffix of the Gemara that if we were dashing from Losses, Lay Matana, Kaye, Rachmana, being that in our case the father could be meichle to the Bechor, it's considered the father could be maknet, it's considered b'shus ha'av, and therefore the Bechor is neitel bar pishnayim. The Gemara is masik malve shimai palgi, the halach is being that it's a suffix, what's the halach of a malve biara Bechor, therefore it's yachleiku the Bechor, and the brothers are yachleiku chelak ha'Bechor. And we said over that according to the Rashbam, who paskins like Sumchis, it's understandable why malve shimai palgi, why is the halach yachleiku? Being that we paskin like Sumchis, that Momen Amutal Besafik is Cholk, and therefore by a Malvu, which is Biyara Bechor, the Aloch is Yachloik, and we don't see Amitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Toysis and Divya Maschel, Malvu, Sheimai Palgi, says, Loi Mishim de Kaimel, Momen Amutal Besafik Cholkin. The reason why the Aloch is Yachloik is not because we paskin like Sumchis, that Momen Amutal Besafik is Cholkin, because we don't paskin like Sumchis. Mele Zak Toysis, so why is it that Malvu, Sheimai, the Aloch is Yachloik, why don't we say Amitzi Mechavei Olav Araya? So Tosis, it's a takanas chachomim that there are places that even though in Gidrei Dinei Mamonis the halacha should be amitzi mechavei olav araya, there are times where Chazal misak and the halacha should be achleiku, and this is one of the times that Chazal said agam really the halacha should be zeklal golde bedin amitzi mechavei olav araya. There's a takanas chachom that the halacha should be achleiku. There are other such examples. Tosis and Avsamach Beizam and Beiz is mayrich with other cases throughout Chas that we find that agam in koli dinei mamonis the halacha should be amitzi mechavei olav araya. There's a takanas Chazal b'makom sfeik the dinei mamonis that we should paskin yachleiku. The Adamah is mefarish this that we say malvashim palgi. This guy we paskin yachleiku is being that the moment is muksik eitzalav, and now the suffix is whether or not the bechor takes the chelak habechayra or the brothers get the chelak habechayra. Neither one is the muksik in the moment. It was muksik eitzalav, and being that there is no muksik, it's yefshit to say amitzi mechavei olav araya. In this case, kuli alma meidi that the halach is yachleiku. Being that there is no muchzik, everyone is maskim in such a case, we can't say amitzi mechavei olav araya, and therefore the halach is mal v'shimei palgi, afilo according to the rabbonin of Sumchis, the psak is yachloiku. And the chayyur, this pirusha of the Adamah is a kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says that the halach should have been amitzi mechavei olav araya, only it's a takanas chachom to say that over here we're going to pass in yachloiku. And the chayyur is lahar, which one is the muchzik? Are the brothers the muchzik or is the bechor the muchzik? The chayyur, the svar of the Adamah is correct. Neither one is the muchzik, and it's yefshit to say amitzi mechavei olav araya. The nesivus in Simin Reisha in Chesiv Katan Tes is mechadish adin in this that a bechor is neitel bar pishnayim. Zok the nesivus this that a bechor is neitel pishnayim because the pasuk says losis loy pishnayim. Who is the losis loy? Who gives the bechor the pishnayim? Who is the matana? Who is the neisin and matana of the bechor's pishnayim? So if the Nesivis, the brothers are the Nesan Amatana, the Yerusha falls to the brothers, and there's a din that the brothers give the Bechor losses like Pishnaim, they give him a Pishnaim from the Chedaka, from the this that the father left over, Pishas Misasa. Zakhtin Nesivis, being that it's a Vade belongs to the Yarshim, and the Yarshim now we have to, are Mechuyiv to give the Chelek HaBachar to the brothers, we look at it that the Bachar is a Moitzi from the brothers. The brothers are considered a Muksik in the moment of the father, the moment of the Tvusas Habayis, and they have a din of losses to give the Bachar a Pishnayim, therefore the Bachar is considered a Moitzi from the brothers. Zakhtin the Halacha Shabiyah, a Moitzi Mechaveil of Araya, being that in this case it's a Suffolk, whether or not the Bachar gets a Chelek HaBachar, we should say, being that the brothers are the Muksik, the Bachar can't be Moitzi the moment, only it's a Takanas Chacham that we should say Yachleiku, that we say the brothers and the Bechor Yachleiku the Chelek HaBechor. Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Shiurim, and there's a similar mahalach from Rabbi Aaron in the Chuvus in Mishnah Sabaran, Chelek Bey Simon and Heya Mefarish. This that Tosfos says that it should be Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayin, and it's only Takanas Chacham that the Halach is Yachleiku. They explain that we should say that the brothers are considered the Muchzik and the Bechor is considered the Maitzi, and therefore the Psak should have been Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayin. It's only Machmas at Takanas Chacham that we say that the Halach is Yachleiku. And they explain that Gam, the brothers are not really a muchzik in the moment. Really, the svar of the Yadama is correct, that the father was a muchzik b'shas misas, and it's a suffik if it's neifel to the bechor, it was neifel to the brothers. But mikol makim, the brothers are vada yarshim. If the bechor is not neifel pishnaim, the brothers are vada yarshim of the father. There's no suffik whether or not the yarshim are considered yarshim of their chelik, are posh of the chelik they are to receive from the nichseyav. Therefore, they are considered a vada in this suffik. And the Bechor Agam is a Vadei Yerush, he's a Vadei Poshet, and he's Vadei Neutel of his Chelek HaPoshet, and Neutel his Chelek HaBechor. When it comes to this moment, there's a suffix whether or not he has a Din Mitzad his Chelek HaBechor to be Neutel or Chelek HaBechor from the Milvah Sheimoy. And being if there's a suffix clapping this moment, whether or not he's Bechlal or Yerush, whether or not he's Benegeh is Din Bechor, there's a suffix whether or not he's Bechlal considered a Yerush, he's considered a suffix Benegeh the Milvah Sheimoy. And the Halach is that Ein Suffix Meitzami Midei Vadei. So Agam that Tosfos says that Halacha should be Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayi. It's not mitzad that one of them is the muchzik that we should say Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayi. It's mitzad the Halacha of Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadei, being that the brothers are Vadei, the Nechshev to be a muchzik. This that they are Vadei Yerush in this moment gives them a Halacha of a muchzik, and being that the Bechor is only a Sofik, whether or not he has a din to take me din Bechorah from the Milvah She'imor, therefore he has a Halacha of a Sofik, and Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadei is Mikoyach the Halacha of Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayi. We say Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadei, he can't be Meitzi away from the Vadei, and Mela we say the brothers get the Nechas and the Bechor is considered the Meitzi, and therefore the Halacha is, the Halacha would be that the Bechor wouldn't get the Chelek HaBechorah. So Taisus is a Takanas Chacham that Rabbi Yehuda is sakin in the Suffolk of Milvah Shimoy that it's Yachleiku and the Bechor gets a Chatzi of the Chelek HaBechorah and the brothers get the other half, the Psak is Yachleiku. Akoponim, there are three shittas in explaining why is the Halacha of Milvah Shimoy the Psak is Yachleiku. We said over the feed of Rashbam, it's because we paskan like Sumchis that Maman Amut of the Suffolk is Cholkin. And the feed Taisus is a special Takanas Chacham that even though normally we say Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayah, over here the Halacha is Yachleiku Chazal and the Sakin the Psak should be Yachleiku. And the Shita of the Adama has been that neither one is a muchzik, the Av is the muchzik b'shas misasa, therefore everyone is maskmavir that the Halach is Yachleiku. And the Chayyid is Akasha and Taisvis, why is it that Taisvis says that Allah should be Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayah, and it's only Machmas HaTakonas HaKham, the Psak is Yachleiku. We said over two Mahalchim, the Nesivis is Mechadish, that this that the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim, because the din of Lossislay is not a Matana from the father, it's a Matana from the brothers, it falls to the brothers, and there's a din on the brothers to give it to the Bechor, and if the brothers are Nechshav and Muchzik, and the Allah is Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayah, the Bechor can't be Maitzi from the brothers. I mean, so from Rabbi Chonan and from Rabbi Aaron, they are mefarish that it's even though Tosfos says a lashon of Amitzi Mechavei Olav Arayah, this that the nechshav muchzik is not mikoyach that they are muchzik in the moment. The muchzokis comes from this that they are vadei yevish, they have a vadei din tiyash in the moment. Being that they are a vadei yevish and the bechor is a suffik, whether or not klape the milvish she'ima, he has a halacha of a bechor bechlal, whether or not he is a schus to take the chelek habechorio. The Ein Safik Meitzi Midei Vadei creates that the brothers are considered the Muchzik, and therefore the Bechor can't be Meitzi from the brothers. We say, Ameitzi Mechavei Olav Arayah. It's only Takanas Chacham that I've heard that Lacha should be Yachleiku. The Gemara continues, Amevuna, Amevasi, Bechor Shemicha, Micha. If the Bechor makes a Macha, it's Mehani is Macha. The Rashbam is Mefarish that Agam Yisei, a Bechor is Nanotel Pishnaim in the Shvach Shashpicho Anachosim. If the Bechor was Meiche and he tells his brothers, Al Tashpichu Chelki, don't be Mashpiach Mechelik. Let's divide up the nechosim and I'll be mashbiach my pishnaim, I'll be mashbiach my nechosim. In such a case, it's mahani, the bechor is machon, the bechor is neutel pishnaim, and the shvach sheshpichu ha-nechosim. And we have to explain, why is it that the Bechor is Ma'achor is Mahani? Why is it that now he's not up Pishnayim in the Shvach Shashpichu HaNechasim? In the Shita Mekubetet, it's Mevua Tvei, the Shita Mekubetet brings B'Shem Ere'em. If the Bechor says, I'm only masking not to be Chaylik the Nechasim B'Tanai, then you give me Pishnayim for Shvach Shashpichu HaNechasim. In such a case, it's Mahani Dibure, that now the Bechor is not up Pishnayim in the Shvach Shashpichu HaNechasim. And the Chayre Kavanosa is similar to the way explained earlier in the Shir and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, the Achreinim HaMazber, the Shita Saramban and Rajba and Daf Yud Gimel, that if the Bechor is Teiveh, he wishes to be Chaylik to Nechosim, and the Ik of why they are not being Chaylik to Nechosim is Mitzad the other brothers, in such a case we look at it Kilo as Neschalku V'hodin V'nishtatfu, we look at Kilo, they divided up the Nechosim, and this time now that they're together in the Tfusas Abayis, they were Chosu V'nishtatfu, and the regular Shutvin, and being that the Bechor is Pishnayim in the Shutfis, and it's Aroi Ashpach, it's his karka which he owned, which is getting better, in such a case he's Neitu Pishnayim in the Shvach Sheshpichu HaNechosim. In the Chidush Ran is Mefarish Apiderech HaHashbam Ba'if HaNacher, the Ran is Mefarish, what does the Gemara mean, that when the Gemara says, Bechor Shemicha Micha, Zog the Ran, being that the Torah was Matana Kaya Rachmana, Losis Lai Pishnayim, the Torah called the Chilak HaBechor HaMatana. And just like by Matana, a person is not Zeich in a Matana until he is masking that he wishes to be Zeich in this Matana. If Reuven is Zeich in a Matana for Shimon, it does not become Shimon's until Shimon shows he's Nichalei to be Mekabel this Matana. So too, the Bechor is not Zeich in the Chilak HaBechor until he shows a Gilei Das that he's Nichalei to be Mekabel the Chilak HaBechor. So this that we say a Bechor is not Neitul Pishnayim is because before he's Zeich in the Nechosim, they're not yet his. In such a case, we say a Bechor is a Neitul Pishnayim and Roy is not Neitul Pishnayim in Shvach Shech Shvichu HaNechosim. Masheki, once he's Megaladaiti that he's Nichalei in this Matana, and he's Zeich in the Matana now becomes fully his, then he's Neitul Pishnayim, I feel in the Shvach Shech Shvichu HaNechosim. Zog Deryan Achirish La'alocha, Mikan Ani Loimit, that if one is Mekabu Zeich in the Matana, if Reuven Zeich in the Matana for Shimon, before Shimon says he's nichlei to mekabel this matana, and he's shvach that the matana that was given to him was nashbiach, before he's megala daiti that he's nichlei in the matana, goes to the noisin and not to the mekabel matana. Until the mekabel matana says he's nichlei, he's not zeich in the matana, and it blives like shvach, that just like a bechor is not neitul pishnayim, and really so too the mekabel matana is not neitul the shvach, until he's megala daiti, and that point he's zeich in the matana, now it becomes his, and he's zeich hafil in the shvach, sheshpichu la'achekach. So who had done Zokter Yan when it comes to a Bechor, Koydin that the Bechor shows his Nichalei, and then at that it still belongs to the Tvusas Abayis, and the Bechor is not Neitul Pishnayim in the Shvach Shech Shvichu HaNechosim. Bechor Shemicha Micha, once he says that he's Megaladaita, he's Nichalei in this Matana, he is now Zeich in the Matana, and once he is Zeich in the Matana, he's Neitul Pishnayim, afilo b'Shvach Shech Shvichu HaNechosim. There's a third Pirish in the Rishonim, what is the Pshat Bechor Shemicha Micha, the Rashbam brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Shita Mekubetzes brings it B'Shem Rimegash. Based on the Gemara weiter, the Gemara says, Amir Avasi, Bechor Shenotel Chela Keposhet. If the Bechor was Noitel Chela Keposhet and he was not Meichel and didn't say that he didn't get his Pishnayim, it's Vita, it blives a Mechilo, the Bechor is being Meichel, his Chela Kabechor is being Meichel, his Pishnayim. Memele Zoktavun Amir Avasi, Bechor Shemicha, if the Bechor was Meichel Koitin the Chaluka, that he's not being Meichel, his Chela Kabechor, no matter what happens in the Chaluka. In such a case, Afilo, if he's Noitel Chela Keposhet, we don't say Vita, we don't say he was Meichel. And with this, they explain the Gemara further. The Gemara says, "Anovim ubotzim and zaysim umaskum." Then, in such a case, also, I would think that a person has to be meicha again, or does a person not have to be meicha again to speak out that he's not being meicha if he's not to chelak kepashit? But al kaponim, we have three pirushim, and what does the Gemara mean? Bechoshem meicha meicha. We start with the first pshat from the Shita Mekubetzes b'shem Re'eim and the Ramban and the Rashi and the Afyud Gimel. If the Bechor is Teiveh HaChaluka, if he says he wishes to be Chelik D'Nechosim, in such a case we look at it Kilo as Neschalka v'Hochaz v'Neshtatfo, and he's Neitul Pishnayim afilo b'Shvach Shech Shpichu HaNechosim. The Shita, the Chidush Aran is Mefarish that the Bechor is not Zeich in the Chelik HaBechor until he's Megaladaiti, that he's Nichle in the Chelik HaBechor. Once he's Megaladaiti, he's Nichle, he's Zeich in the Chelik HaBechor, and he's now Neitul Pishnayim afilo b'Shvach Shech Shpichu HaNechosim. And the third sheet is the Ashbam B'Shem Abeinu Chananel, and the sheet of Mekubetz B'Shem Arimagash, that he's being Meichel, that even if he's not the Chelik HaPashit, his Kavan is not to be Meichel, and we don't say the Halacha, that if he's not the Chelik HaPashit, we should say Vita. The Gemara continues with the Halacha, Omer Arasi Bechor Shanotel Chelik HaPashit Vita. If the Bechor takes in a field a Chelik like a Pashit is not Teveh, is Chelik HaBechor, we assume he's being Meichel the Chelik HaBechor. And the Gemara brings a machlokes, my vita, what do we mean he was meichel? Where Papa Mishmei de Rabba, my vita, ba'isa sada. We only assume a mechila in that sada that they divided up, that he wasn't teveh the chelak ha-bechayr, he was only meichel the chelak ha-bechayr from that sada. And Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava Marvita Bechol Anachasim, he's being Meichel his entire Chelak HaBachayra Bechol Nichsei Ha'av, he's being Meichel his entire Chelak HaBachayra, and he no longer is Eichel in Pishnayim Bechol Anachasim. And the Gemara explains the Machlikis Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds Ye'en Lag LeBachar Koidim Chalukah. Being that the Bechor is not yet Zeichen is Pishnayim Koidim Chalukah, because the Mechila that he's being Meichel is not Mehani Bechol Anachasim, and it's only Mehani Ba'isa Sada that they divided up. And Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava hold that Yesh Lag LeBachar Koidim Chalukah. The Bechor Zeichen is Pishnayim, this that he gets Pishnayim, he already has the Pishnayim Bechol Anachasim Afilu Koidim Chalukah, and therefore it's Mehani Michilase Bechol Anachasim, and we assume he's Vita Bechol Anachasim, he's Meichel his entire Chelak HaBachayra. This that the Gemara is telling whether or not Mechila is Mehani on the Chelak HaBachayra and Yesh Lag LeBachar Koidim Chalukah or Ein Lag LeBachar Koidim Chalukah. The Hashbam is mefarish that l'fi the mandiyam ha'in le'lebachar koidim chaluka b'shar nechosim le'motzi machel, it's not mehani mechilasei. So the Hashbam, the ain't the makna dava shaloi ba'la'ilam. A person cannot be makna dava shaloi ba'la'ilam, and who adin a person cannot be mechil something that he was not yet zeichin. Memela zak the Gemara, being that Rav Papa holds in le'lebachar koidim chaluka, it's not mehani mechilasei, it's only ba'isa sada that's already divided up. We assume he was machel ba'isa sada, but not b'shar nechosim. And this is also the shita of the Yadama. The Yadama's mefarish this that the Gemara is tali in Yeshla lebachar koidim chaluka or Ein lebachar koidim chaluka, because it's dafka if it's Yeshla lebachar koidim chaluka, he has the koyach to be meichel. He has the koyach to be meichel these nachas and this pishnayim. But if it's Ein lebachar koidim chaluka and he was not yet zeicha in the pishnayim, he's not mehani mechilosei. And agam that he wishes to be meichel is chelak abachoyra, it's not mehani mechilosei, and it can be chayzer and afterwards be taveh the chelak abachoyra b'shar nachasim. The Rashba is chaylik, and the Rashba says that afilu if it's ein le lebechol koidim chaluka avadetz mehani mechilasei, a person can be meichel a schus that he has, the schus that he has to take pishnayim bechol anachosim, it's mehani mechilasei afilu koidim shebal yodai, he can be meichel and say that he does not wish to be neitel pishnayim, he does not wish to get the chelak habachoyah bechol anachosim. So the Rashba, this that the Gemara is toil if it's mehani mechilasei in yesh le lebechol koidim chaluka or ein le lebechol koidim chaluka, is not because it's not mehani mechilasei. Avad it's mehani mechilasei. The Gemara is being told that whether the das of the person was to be meichel b'chol anachosim, or to be assumed that it wasn't his das to be meichel b'chol anachosim. So the Rashba, a person only is daite on what he was already bali yaday, something that was loy bali yaday, and he was not yet zeichin, it's ein daite alav. So therefore, Dr. Rashba, if it's Yeshle lebechol koidim chaluka, we could assume that he wishes to be meichel b'chol anachasim, because these nachasim are already bala yaday, it's daitay aleyem. When he's meichel the chelak habachoyra, we could assume he's being meichel the chelak habachoyra b'chol anachasim. Ma'ashenken, if you have to say ein lebechol koidim chaluka, that it's loy bala yaday aday, it's ein daitay aleyem, and being that his das is not on these nachasim, and he does not have das to be meichel, so therefore we assume he wasn't meichel b'chol anachasim, he was only meichel b'isa sade, and therefore it's vita b'isa sade, but he still has pishnayim b'chol anachasim. There is a third pirish in the chidushi Ran. He explains al pi darkai. We said over earlier the Ran by Bechor Shemicha Micha explains that the pasuk is matana kaya rachmana. The Bechor is only zeichin the pishnayim in the chelak habachoyra when he's megala daite that he's nichalei to be mekabel the chelak habachoyra. But until that point, the Bechor isn't zeichin the chelak habachoyra. Dr. Ram, this that he explains Bechor Shemicha Micha is the Bechor is Zeichai Debi Megala Das that is Nichalei is totally if Yeshle Le Bechor Koidim Chaluka or Eimle Le Bechor Koidim Chaluka. The entire Pirush of the Ran is Davkevitz Yeshle Le Bechor Koidim Chaluka. Then we say if the Bechor is Megala Daiti that's Nichalei, he is Zeichim the Chelak HaBechorah, and if he's Micha, he's Zeicha Afilu afterward in the Shvach Shechpicho Anachasim. Ma'ashekin, if you have to say, Ein Lag LeBachor Koidim Chaluka, that the Bechor is not Zeichin is Pishnayim until the Chaluka, until it's a Chelak HaMevureres, until he has a specific Karka which is being Zeichin is Pishnayim in, until that point the Bechor is not Zeichin, the Chelak HaBechor, and it's not Niskayim, the din of loss is like Pishnayim. Zokteran, therefore the Gemara is being Toila, a person can only be Mesalik himself from something that he has the ability to be Zeichin. It's only something that if he wants to be Zeichin, he could be Zeichin, then now when he's Mesalik, it's Mehani the Siluk. So if it's Yeshlag LeBachor Koidim Chaluka, and the Bechor could be Zeichin the Chelak HaBachorah by being Megaladas that it's Nichalei, in such a case it's Mehani Siluka, and we assume he's Vita Bechor Anachasim, it's Mechila Bechor Anachasim, it's Mehani Mechilasai. Ma'ashekin, if you have to say, Ein LeBachor Koidim Chaluka, and the Bechor cannot be Zeich in the Chelak HaBechor, afilo if he's Megaladayt in the Nichle, it's not Mehani, it's Einle LeBechor until it's Mevur, which Chelak is his, until it's a specific Karka is being Zeich, and he's not Zeich in his Chelak, being that he cannot be Zeich in his Chelak, then it's not Mehani the Silak, and it's not Mehani Mechilasai, and that's the Pshad of Papa who says Vita Boys the Sada, and not Vita Bechor HaNechasim. The Mechaber in Simen Reishayin Ches Paskins that a Bechor is Mesalik himself, he's Mesalik himself from the Chilak HaBechor, it's Mehani Mechilosa, it's Eine Yachalachsa, he cannot be Chayzef from his Mechila, it's Mehani Mechilosa. The Ktsay Sachoshin in Sivkotin Yud Gimel's Nestapik is his only Dafka La'acha Misa Sahav that the Silak and the Mechila of the Bechor is Mehani and he can't be Chayzef. Or do we say, afilu b'chai ya'av also, if the Bechor is misalik himself from the chilek ha-Bechor, it's mehani mechilose, afilu b'chai ya'av, he's meichel is chus to take pishnayim la'acha misa sa'av, and once it's mehani mechilose, you can't be chayza, afilu if he's meichel b'chai ya'av. And the ksois is masik, that it's mehani mechilose ha-Bechor, afilu b'chai ya'av, and being that it's mehani mechilose, the Bechor is meichel afilu b'chai ya'av, he cannot be chayza, because the mechila is chal, and it's nigma mechilose, and he can't be chayza. And the Ksois answers, Levi, this is the Kasha of the Rivosh. The Rivosh, Kiyadua, asks, how is it that Esav was able to sell the Chelak HaBechor to Yaakov? In fact, the Rivosh, the Chelak HaBechor, is a Dover Shaloi Baloilam, Vein Adam Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilam. So, the Ksois, Levi, him, it's Miyushiv, the Kasha of the Rivosh. Being that a Bechor is Mesalik himself, Afilu Bechai Ya'av, it's Mehani Mechilosi, and he cannot be Chayzer. So when Esav was makne his chelak habechor to Yaakov, he was mesalik himself in the chelak habechor, and afilu b'chai ya'av, it's mehani the siluk and it's mehani the mechila. Then now Esav cannot be chayzer, and that's and even though it's a davar shaloi b'loilam, once Esav was mechila the chelak habechor, it's mehani mechilasi, and he can't be chayzer. The nesivus is matmi on the ktsois. In fact, the nesivus on the ktsois from our sugya, the Gemara Beis is mavur that if it's einle lebechor koydim chaluka, it's loy mehani mechilasi. If the Bechor wasn't yet Zeich in the Chelak HaBechor, it's not Mehani Mechilos effect in the Sivis, Bechai Ha'av, Avada, it's only the Bechor, Koidem Misas Ha'av. Bechai Ha'av, the Bechor was not yet Zeich in the Chelak HaBechor. And if the Gemara says, only the Bechor, Koidem Chaluk, it's not Mehani Mechilos, Kol Shekein Bechai Ha'av, it's not Mehani Mechilos, and it's not Mehani Esiluk. So how is it that the Ksois could be Mechadish, that even Bechai Ha'av, if the Bechor is Mesalik himself, it's Mehani Mechilos, and he can't be Chayzer. If Shmuel is mefarish that lechayv it's totally lefi the shita of Rishonim that we explained earlier, lefi the shita of the Ran and lefi the shita of the Adaman, the Rashbam, lechayv the kash of the Nesivus is correct. So if Shmuel, if the reason why is the Gemara says it's vita ba'is asada not bechol anachosim is because it's not mehani mechilasa, being that he wasn't yet zeicha, therefore he cannot be meichel, it's not mehani mechilasa like the pirush of the Adama, or like the pirush of the Ran, that being that he can't be zeicha in it, so therefore it's not chalasiluk, and that's why he could be chayzer. And in Kainu Adin Bechai Ya'av, being that he can't be Zeich, and he was not yet Zeich in the Pishnaim, it's not Mahani Mechilasa like the Kasha of the Nesivus. But Lefi the Pirish of the Rajbah, Lechayra, the Halach is like the Ktsay Sachoshan. So to Shmuel, Lefi the Rajbah, this that we say that if it's Einle Lebechor Koitim Chaluka, it's only Vita Barish Asada, not Bechor Anachosim, is because we could assume it's Ein Daite and something that's Loi Bala Yadai. But it's only because Ein Daite Alav, in a case we would speak up Befeirish, that he wishes to be Meichel, something that was Loi Bala Yadai, Avadis Mahan and Mechilasai, Afilu, something that was Loi Bala Yadai, if a person speaks out, he wishes to be Meichel, and wishes to be Mesalik himself, it's Mahani the Siluk. Memele Zakhtav Shmuel, according to the Rajba, Afilu Bachai Yahav, if a person is Mesalik himself from the Schus to be Neto Pishnayim, it's Mahani Siluk, it's Mahani Mechilasai, like the Alocha of the Ksois, and Afilu Bachai Yahav, if the Bechor is Meichel, and it's Chelak HaBechor, it's Eine Yachalachsa, it's Lavdavka Lachamisa Sa'av, because according to the Rajba, the entire Gemara of Eine Lubachor Koidim Chaluka is Davka because Ein Daite Allah, but if he speaks up Eferish, Avad, it's Mahani Mechilasai. The Gemara is masik and it brings the halacha of Hilchis so yeshloi lebechor koydim chaluka. The Gemara paskins the halacha that a bechor is yeshloi koydim chaluka. He has a schus in his pishnayim afilu koydim chaluka. The Rif brings the Gemara in Bechoris and the Gemara in Bechoris is discussing a yavim is nanaitel b'shvach she'eshpicho anachosim between Misa and the Yibam. And Rava is mechadish that a yavim is nanaitel in shvach she'eshpicho anachosim afilu acha yibam koydim chaluka. And the Gemara explains this because Bechor Kaya Rachman of the Torah called the Yavim of Bechor. Ma Bechor ain't like Koidim Chaluka, afainami ain't like Koidim Chaluka. So if there is mevuah from the Gemara that a Bechor is not anaitel b'shvach she'eshpicho anechosim because it's ain't like Koidim Chaluka. He's ain't like Schus of the Pishnayim Koidim Chaluka and therefore he's not anaitel b'shvach she'eshpicho anechosim. In fact, the riff from our Gemara, the maskana of the sugi is Yeshla Levachar Kodim Chaluka. So how is it that the Gemara in Bechari says the Bechar is not anaitel b'shvach she'eshpichu ha'nechosim because ain't it the Bechar Kodim Chaluka? Zog the riff, hasam ikim ha'mayna. This time we say Yeshla Levachar Kodim Chaluka is discussing the ikim ha'mayna, is discussing the ikim ha'chosim that the father left over b'shas misasai. The Gemara in Bechari is hacha b'shvacha. The Gemara in Bechari is discussing the shvach. So the riff is that we say Yeshlei Lebechor Koydim Chaluka is Dafka Be'ikim Amayna, but in the Shvach we hold Einlei Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. And the Chayvi, the Divya Riff Astumim, what does he mean? The Chilak Hasam Be'ikim Amayna V'acha B'Shvacha. The stipulants and mentesses mefarish the Kavon of the Riff. The Riff holds this that we say Yeshlei Lebechor Koydim Chaluka does not mean that he has a Schos Gomer and a full Kinyan Afilu Koydim Chaluka. So the stipul, what it means is that the Bechor is a Kinyan Aguf and not a Kinyan Peris. The Kinyan Peris belongs to the Tvisas Arbayis and the Kinyan Aguf belongs to the Bechor. So our Gemara says, Yeshla the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, he could sell it because the Kinyan Aguf belongs to him. But Benegea the Shvach Sheshpichu HaNechosim, he does not have a Kinyan Peris, he has a Kinyan Aguf Beloi Peris. And Benegea the Shvach Sheshpichu HaNechosim, Dr. Gemara and Bechoris, Einle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, he does not have a Schus, and therefore he's not Neutok Pishnaim in the Shvach Sheshpichu HaNechosim. The Yadama answers this question of the Rift to Stira from the Gemara in Bechoris that a Bechor is not Eitel Pishnayim in the Shvach Sheshpicha HaNechosim because Einle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka. Hagam the Maskona Vasug is that a Bechor can sell his Chilak HaBechor because Yeshle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka. So the Yadama Vada the Bechor was not yet Zeich in the Pishnayim and therefore he's not Eitel in the Shvach Sheshpicha HaNechosim. This that our Gemara says Yeshla Lebechor Koydim Chaluka means that he has the schus to be leitel the pishnayim and it's something which he's able to sell. Yeshla Lebechor Koydim Chaluka means he's able to sell the schus. This that he has the schus to be leitel pishnayim. That's a davish amam and it's something he could sell and that's what the Gemara is passing Yilchus so Yeshla Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. The Gemara does not mean to say he has a full kinyan and it belongs fully to him. That if we should leitel the shvach. And there we have the sugi in Bechoris, Eilu the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, and if he's not Eitel Pishnayim, in the Shvach Sheshbichu HaNechos, and HaChamisa Saviyam. There is a third Mahalach in the Rishonim to answer this Kasha of the Rift. The Ran explains how P. Darkoi. We said over earlier, the Ran holds this that we say Bechor Shem Micha Michas, because Matona Kaya Rachmono, until the Bechor is Megaladaita, he's Nichel in the Matona, the Bechor isn't Zeich in his Chelek HaBechor. So the Ran Remail, the Gemara in Bechoris is saying, Eilu the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, Koydim the Bechor is Megala Daita that he wishes to be Zeich in the Nechosim, it's Einle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, and if he's not Neitel in the Shvach Sheshpichu HaNechosim. In our Sugya, the Gemara Paskins, Yeshle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, if the Bechor sells his Chelek HaBechorah, he's Megala Daita that he's Nichile to take the Chelek HaBechorah, the Mechira itself is the Giloy Das. And therefore, on that, the Gemara is Paskining that once he's Megala Daita, he's Nichile, then we say Yeshle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka. And who I did in the sugya earlier when the Gemara says that a Bechor could be Meichel because we say Yeshle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka. Because he could be Zeich in the Nechasim, Memele, it's Mahani Siluka and it's Mahani Mechilasai. Once he has the ability to be Zeich, Idegile Das Nanichalai, once he could be Zeich, who I did it's Mahani Siluka and his Mechil is Mahani, and therefore the Gemara says if you say Yeshle the Bechor Koydim Chaluka, is Mahani Mechilasai, is Mechil is a Mechila. The riff in the maskana of the sugya brings Chazina man de pasak ilchus okerebi. I saw the Arishainer, and this is the shita of Rev Nachshon Goyin, that he paskins like Rebbe, the Omer Bechor Neutel Pishnayim Bemilve. He paskins like Rebbe that a Bechor is Neutel Beshvach Shechpicho HaNechosim, is Neutel Pishnayim Bemilve. Ve Aisi Leirayim, or the Ifsik Ahilchus, or the Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. Rev Nachshon Goyin brought a raya from this that the Gemara paskins, Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka, Memele, we paskin like Rebbe that a Bechor is Neutel Pishnayim Bemilve. And Zog the Rif that he's chaylik on this sheet of Rev Nachshon Goyin. Zog the Rif, Agam that we paskin Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka, we only mean to say it is Yeshle Lebechor, whatever is Motzi Eitz Alav and Muchzik Eitz Alav, on that the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim, and what he has a schus to be Neitel Pishnayim, it's Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. But on a milve and on roi, on something that the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim, on that we don't say Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka, being that he's not Neitel Pishnayim, it's not a chelik of his chelik HaBechor, and over there it doesn't pass to say Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. So Agam that the Gemara Lemaskona paskins Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka, Avada doesn't mean you paskin like Rebbe, and I feel if we paskin like the Rabbanon, we can still paskin Yeshle Lebechor Koydim Chaluka. And Tosis Narsugi also speaks out that even though we paskin, we could still paskin like the Rabbanon, that a Bechor is a Noitel Pishnaim in Royen, and not Noitel Pishnaim in Milva, Filo Achi, the Gemara paskin is Yeshle Lebechor Koidim Chaluka, and it's not a Stira. It's only Yeshle Lebechor, whatever the Bechor will be Noitel eventually, what's Muchzik Eitz Alav, on that we say Yeshle Lebechor Koidim Chaluka. And the Chayu, the Shita of Rev Nachshin Goyin, the Tzorich Beer, why is it that because we paskin yeshay lebechor koidim chalukah, that means we have to paskin like Rebbe, we have to paskin that a bechor is netel pishnayim in a milve? And the beer of the shita of Reb Nachshon Goyin is that he holds that this that a milve is considered roi is similar to what we said over earlier from the Ashbam. The Ashbam is mefarish that the shtar is muchzik etzalaav, and the piroin that's paid up later is the shvach shechpichu anachosim, and therefore according to Rebbe, being it's considered that the shtar was hushpach, that's why we say according to Rebbe, the bechor is neitel pishnayim in milve, and according to the Rabbanan, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim in a milve, because there the bechor is not neitel pishnayim in shvach shechpichu anachosim. And he holds like the kasha of the Rif. The Rif asks from the sugya in Bechoris that if we find that b'shvach shechpichu anachosim, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim, that's because ainu the bechor koidim chalukah. Mashenkin Zokt of Nachshon Goyin, being that the Gemara Maskana Paskins Yeshe Lebechor Koidim Chaluka, then the Chayvi should also be Neitel in the Shvach Shechpicho Anachosim, being that he was already Zeichim the Karka, and it's his Karka that's getting better, he has a Taina of Aroi Yashpach, it's my Karka that I was Zeichim that's being Hushpach, and therefore it's Poshet to Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim in the Shvach Shechpicho Anachosim. Al Korchach, according to the Rabbanon, you have to say, Ene Lebechor Koidim Chaluka, and being that the Bechor wasn't yet Zeichim is Chedek, therefore we could say the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnaim in the Shvach Shechpicho Anachosim. So the Nachshon Goyin, if the Gemara paskins Yeshay lebechor koidim chaluka, al korchach we have to say that we dash in the psukim like Rebbe that a bechor is neitel pishnayim in the shvach shespicho anachosim, and once he's neitel b'shvach shespicho anachosim, it's possible to say the reason is because Yeshay lebechor koidim chaluka. If the Gemara paskins Yeshay lebechor koidim chaluka, al korchach we paskin like Rebbe that a bechor is neitel pishnayim in the milve and a bechor is neitel pishnayim in the shvach shespicho anachosim, and that's why he says the maskana we paskin like Rebbe, we paskin a bechor is neitel pishnayim in shvach in the milveh. If the reason why, according to Rebbe, the Bechor is neitel pishnayim b'shvach shespicho anachosim is not only because of the drasha of the psukim that the Bechor is neitel b'roi, but we have to say the reason for Rebbe is because we see from this that he's neitel b'roi and he's neitel b'shvach shespicho anachosim al korchach yeshe lebechor koidim chaluka. Im kein afilu b'shvach shespicho ayesoy menami. Even if the Yisayimim were Maitzi Yitzoyis, and the Yisayimim were Shpiach Tekarika, why is it that we say Yikweb is Maskim, and Shvach Sheshpichu Anachosim, the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim? Lechoya, why doesn't the Bechor say, Yeshle the Bechor Koidim Chaluk, and he's come with a Taina of Aroi Yashpach? And Yeshle Yashiv, Alpima Shebiyarnu Leil, we said over Ili B'Shem Reb Chaim, that when one person is Maitzi Yitzoyis Bekarika Chaveri, the one who's Maitzi Yitzoyis Be'etzim has a Schus in the Shvach. Only the Balakarka is a Taina of Aroi Yashpach, and with the Taina of Aroi Yashpach, he could be Moitzi the Shvach from the one who was Moitzi the Itzois. And calls that when it's a fremder person, when it's a third party, somebody doesn't own the Karka and he's Moitzi the Itzois. In such a case, the Balakarka could come with a Taina and say Aroi Yashpach and take away the Shvach from the one who was Moitzi the Itzois. Mashegan, if the Yisoyimim were the ones who were Moitzi the Itzois, and the Yisoyimim were Mashpiach the Karka, and the Shvach really belongs to the Yisoyimim, and the Bechor now wants to come be Moitzi the Yitzoyis with the Taina of Aroi Yashpach, that's Yeshay the Bechor Koidim Chaluka, and be Moitzi from the Yisoyimim the Shvach that they were Mashpiach in the Karka, being that his Chelik is not Huvra yet, and it's not yet Nigmar, his Kinyan, he doesn't have a Schus Gomer in the Karka, because it's like Huvra Chelka, it's not a Schus Gomer, in such a case he does not have a Koyach to be Moitzi from the Yisoyimim, if the Yisoyimim were Mashpiach the Karka that they have a Chelik in, and they all have a Chelik together in the Tfusas Abayis, only that the Bechor is a Pishnayim Dike Chelik, in such a case, his Kinyan is not strong enough to be Moitzi the Karka, the Moitzi the Shvach away from the Yisoyimim, and being that the Yisoyimim were the ones who were Moitzi the Yitzoyis, they were the ones who Mashpiach the Karka, in such a case, even Rebbe is Maskim aimed that the Bechor is not Eitel Ba Pishnayim, even though we hold Yeshe the Bechor Koidim Chaluka. Al Koponim, we said over three Terutzim to the Stira of the Rif. The Rif brings the Gemara in Bechoris that says the Bechor is not Eitel Pishnayim and Shvach because Eitel the Bechor Koidim Chaluka. And our Gemara Paskin Yeshe the Bechor Koidim Chaluka. The Rif answers the Gemara Mechoris is talking about the Shvach and our Gemara is talking about the Iker Mamayna. And the Stipler is Mefarish is because the Bechor is a Kinyan Aguf and not a Kinyan Peris, and therefore he's not Eitel Pishnayim and the Shvach. We said over the mahalach of the Yadramah, the Yadramah is mefarish that the Bechor has no schus, he has no real kinyan, all he has is a schus to be netel pishnayim. Only the Gemara is saying, Yeshe the Bechor koidim chaluka, that such a schus he's able to sell, but he doesn't have a kinyan gamo, and if he's not netel pishnayim, mishvach shashpicho anachasim. And the Ran is mefarish al pi darkai. The Reynolds that the Bechor is not zeichen until he's megaladaited is nichalei. When he sells the carcass, being megaladaited the nichalei, and therefore we say yesh to the Bechor koidim chaluka. But the Gemara in Bechoris was because man the Bechor wasn't yet megaladaited that he's nichalei in the chelak ha-Bechor, ain't the Bechor koidim chaluka, and he's not neitel pishnai meshvach shashpichu anachasim. And we said over the sheet of Rev Nachshon Goyin who paskin like Rebbe, because we paskin yesh to the Bechor koidim chaluka, who do we paskin? The Bechor is neitel pishnai meshvach shashpichu anachasim. And the Chayre holds like the Kasha of the Rif, that if you're there, the Bechor Koidim Chaluka, Korchach, you have to pass, and I grab you that who are then you'll be Neitel Bishnaim, and the Shvach Shashpichu Anachasim. The Rabbanin who say the Bechor is not Neitel Beroi have to hold in the Bechor Koidim Chaluka. And we explained, but Mikol Mokim, when it comes to Shvach Shashpichu Ayisoimim, in such a case, being that his Chedek is not Hover, he doesn't have a specific Chedek, it's not Yenigma, his Kinyan, so he can't be Maitzi, the Shvach, away from the Yisoimim. Being that the Yisrael have a schus because they are moitzi aitzoyis, he cannot be moitzi with a kinyan that was not yet nigmar. He cannot come with a tain of a reyashbach and be moitzi from the Yisrael in the shvach shashpichu ha-Yisrael. The next Mishnah begins, Oimer ish pleini b'ni b'chor lo yito pishnayim. If a father is masne b'chayov, that he does not wish for the b'chor to take pishnayim from the Yerusha, or he's masne ish pleini b'ni, wants one of his sons lo yirei shemechav, he should not get a chelik b'chalal in the Yerusha. Zok the Mishnah lo yomar klum, such a tenai is not mehani. And the Mishnah explains she hisnama amashakosu batoyre, is being a masna amashakosu batoyre, and such a tenai is masna amashakosu batoyre, the tenai is bottle and the maise is kaim. And it's mashna from the Mishnah that be'etzen the av has a koyach to say that a son shouldn't get the Yerusha, even without any form of kinyan. Still the av can say that the bechor shouldn't get pishnayim, or one of the sons shouldn't get a chelik in the Yerusha. That's a chelik of the bailus of the father when he's being yirish to his children. He could say that one of the children shouldn't be yirish. Only being that his tenai is being oikir as chustin, the toyre is being masna mashakosu batoyre, therefore the tenai is bottle, and memeil lo yomar klum, and the bechor still gets pishnayim, and that son still gets Yerusha. And the Gemara explains Leva Masnisan Deloike Abiyuda, the Mishnah that says that the son still yarshins and the Bechor still gets Pishnaim is Deloike Abiyuda. The Abiyuda Omar Bedavisha Momin Tanoyikayim, that a Masna Mashakosu Batoyo Bedavisha Bemomin Tanoyikayim. And the Mishnah brings the Gemara brings the Brayis, Amel Isha, Amikudeshis, the Amanash, Emlecha, Allah, Shaksus Voino. If one is Mekadish and Isha, Betanai, that he should not have a Chiv of Shaksus Voino, Arizu Mikudeshis, Utanoy Bottle. The Isha is Mekudeshis and the Tanai is bottles like the Meir because he's Masna Mashakosa Batayr. And the Yehuda is Chaylik Bedavisha Momin Tanoy Kayim, Zok the Yehuda Bedavisha Bemomin, one can be Masna Mashakosa Batayr. So in Kena Mishnah that says that the father's Tanai that Pliny Beni the Bechor Loyito Pishnaim, or Ish Pliny Beni Loyivishim Echov, the Mishnah says Tanoy is Batal, Lachay is like a Meir and not like a Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, "Afilu temi Reb Yehuda, hasam yada v'kamachla." By the case of kedushin, she is yada v'kamachla. She knows about the tnai, and she's being meichel the chiv of shaksus v'oina, and therefore the tnai is kayim, and the kedushin is without a chiv of sharing ksus. Hachal le'kamachla, zok the Gemara. By the case in our mission of ish pleni b'chor la'yitol pishnayim, that or ish pleni b'ni la'yivishim echav. In such a case, the son is not being meichel, and being that the son is not being meichel, it's mashna mashakosu batoyro, and the Mishnah paskins it's loyam maklum. There's a machlokes of Rishonim. I don't understand our Gemara. Why is it that we say according to Reb Yehuda mashna mashakosu batoyro b'davisha b'mamet tnoi iskayim? Because it's yada v'kamachal. What is the svara of yada v'kamachal? The Rajba in Ksubas and Daf Nun Vav explains that Enech Hanami Mitzahilchis Tanai, it's a Mashna Masakosu Batoyre, just like by Yisum, we say Tanai Bottle, who are then also by Dovash Abimaman and Masna Masakosu Batoyre, the Tanai is Bottle. Only this that it's Mehani according to Yehuda and each is Mekudeshis, that Achiv and Sharon Ksus is not because the Tanai is Kayim. The reason why there's no Chiv of Sharon Ksus is because even though there is no Tanai, but the Isha is being Meichel, the Chiv of Sharon Ksus, and Medine Mechil, it's Mehani. Being that the Isha is being Meichel Beferish, the Chiv of Sharon Ksus, this Mechila is Mehani, and now the Kedushin is Chal with the Mechila and the Chiv of Sharon Ksus. And the Isha can't be Chosef in this Mechila, the Mechila is Chal in the Kedushin, that this Kedushin is without a Chiv of Sharon Ksus. The Ramban in our Sugya says a different pshat. Why is it that we say with Dovash Abim Mamun Tanoi Yizkai? Zog the Ramban, it's not Mitzad the Dine Mechila, if it would be Mitzad Mechila, Afilu Vemeir is Moide that Mechila is Mehani. Only over here the Mechila is not Mehani, being that it's Koidim, the Chalais Kedushin, one cannot be Meichel before the Chiyav is Chal. This that we say, B'davash of a moment, Tanoi is Kayim, is because Al-Kochach Lo'izach Soleil Achmona. Hagam, normally one cannot make a Tanoi Negin Mashakosav B'Toyra, But in a case where the entire din Torah is only to be mezaket to the isha, it's for the schus of the isha, and the isha is maskim to be mevater on her schus. Al korchach uvishaloi b'tzoynei lezoch solei rachmana. The Torah didn't give the isha the schus bal korchach. And if the isha is maskim to be meichel her schus, in such a case that the isha is mevater on her schus, the bal could be maslam ashekosu b'Torah. B'makom that the one who's supposed to benefit from the schus is meichel the schus, in such a case one can be maslam ashekosu b'Torah and can be oikir achiv min haTorah. Al Koponim, we have two sheets that understand the Gemara is being Mehani Bidini tonight, and there's no dinner Masna Mashakosa Batoyev Bimakim that the one who's supposed to benefit from the Schus is masking to be Eikir the Schus, and Mitzad that tonight it's Eikir the entire Schus from the Kedushin. Or do we say this Kedushin is Chal with the Chiv and Sharon Ksus, only the Isha is then Meichel the Chiv Sharon Ksus, that's Mehani Bidin Mechilasa. And the chayv of the three sheetis, we can explain the Gemara's chilek. The Gemara answered, "Asim yada v'kamachla hachaloi kamachol." In the case by kedushin, it's yada v'kamachla mashenkin. By the case of nachla, the bechor and the ben is not meichel, and therefore one cannot be masna mashakasa b'toyre. And the Rashbam is mefarish, "Aval hacham mi machol? Who was meichel the chiyev? Mahano yeshloi leben sheyimchol? What hano does the son have? By the case of kedushin, the isha is becoming mikudeshes, and for the hano becoming mikudeshes, she's meichel the chiyev sharing ksus." Mashainkin, by the case of the ben, what hano does the ben have from this that the father says he shouldn't yarshin? So therefore the ben is not meichel, and even if the ben is being shoysik, we cannot assume because he is shoysik that he's being meichel. This that he was shoysik is like rotzal lahachis as aviv. So the Rashbam, being that the son has no mahano from being meichel, we cannot assume a mechila, and therefore being that there's no mechila, it's mashta mashakosu b'tayr. The Nemukhi Yosef explains the Gemara, hachol loy kamachol, so the Nemukhi Yosef, being that the son doesn't own it, mechilasa is not mahani. I feel if the son would be Meichel, being that the Nechassim are not his right now the Nechassim belong to the father, the Yerusha, the father still alive, there is no Yerusha, I feel if the son would be Meichel, but Feirish, Mechilas is not Mani, a person can't be Meichel, Dovish, Eina, Shalai. Zokin Muki Yosef, this that the Gemara says, a Lashon of Bikamachel, that the son does not have a mind to be Meichel, is Eina, Chanami, it's Leravchud, the Musa Naka, that the son is Taka, not Meichel. But I feel if the son would be Meichel Beferish, it's a Dovish and a Shalai, and a person cannot be Meichel, Dovish and a Shalai, therefore Mechilas is not Mehani. And Lechayr, this is a Kasha and the Ashbam. How is it that the son can be Meichel? Lechayr, it's a Dovish and a Shalai. The Yosim is a Yesh Lahakshis and the Ashbam. The Gemara and Afmem Tesam at Beis, but a Memro, Nachla, Baloi La'odami, Malkam Achiro, the Masna Le Shalai Rishana. And the Ashbam is Mefarish, a Nachla, Baloi La'odami, Malkam Achiro. If a person has a Nachla that's coming, a Nachla Midirabonon, he can be Masna on a Yerusha that's being Neifel to Midirabonon, he can make a Tanai Shalai Rishana. And the Rishonim are Mavur that it's Dafkan a Yerusha that's falling from Tim Midirabonon. But a person who has a din to be Yerush Midiraisa cannot be Masna not to accept the Yerusha Midiraisa. Siluk is not Mahani on a Yerusha Midiraisa. Toysis and the Ran and Gitten on that Ayin Zayin and Mefarish. Why is it that it's not Mahani? Ayin Shom. But Al Koponim is Mavur from the Gemara that's Dafka Nachla Abolil Odin Mokamacha Dafka by Yerusha Midirabonon it's Mahani Siluk. Mashenkin by Yerusha Midiraisa Siluk is not Mahani. And in Kena, is it that the Rashbam in our Sugyat says that Mechila is Mahani for a Bechor, you can be Meichel the Pishnaim, it's only because the son is not Meichel, that's why we say it's Masna Mashakos Batoyah and Loya Maklum. It's Mashna if the son would be Meichel, Mechila says Mahani, Lechor, the Gemara says that it's only Nachla Bolad Odom Mimokamacha, Dafka by Yerusha, the Rabbon and Siluk is Mahani. By Yerusha, the Raisa, a person cannot be Masna not to accept the Yerusha, so Lechor, it's Mashna, Mechila is not Mahani, Lechor, it's Shref from the Rashbam from the Gemara and Daf from Mem Tesam at Beis. Akupanim, we have a machlikis of Rishonim whether or not a Bechor can be Meichel with his schus to Minotel Pishnayim Bechayav. Shita of Rashbam is that the Mechilas HaBechor is Mehani, and Shita of the Nemuki Yosef, and it's also the Shita of the Rashbin HaSugi that the Mechilas HaBechor is not Mehani. We mentioned earlier that the Ksar Sachoshin, Simon Reshai and Chesiv, Kotten Yud Gimel, brought a need in whether or not the Mechilas HaBechor is Mehani Bechayav. And the Chayyid of Yimashabiyanim, this is a machlikis of Rishonim, it's a machlikis the Rashbam and the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef and our Sugi, whether or not the Mechilas HaBechor is Mani Bechayyav. And we have to answer according to the Rashbam, the Kashish, the Rishonim asking on the Rashbam, L'Chayyid is Eina Shaloi, how could the Mechilas HaBechor be Mahani? And also the Gemara is Mavur that a person cannot be Mesalik himself from a Yerusha Deraisa, Nachla HaBola L'Odom in Makamacha, or the Masna L'Odom Shaloi Rishon, it's Mashma by Yerusha Deraisa, a person cannot be Masna to be Eike. And there are two mahalchim to miyashiv the shita sarashbam. Reb Shmuel and Zichron Shmuel and Simon Samach Gimel is mefarish, and he's based on this pirish that we mentioned earlier from the Ramban. The Ramban explained this that the Gemara says, Yodav v'kamochla is not the pshat that it's a mechila like the shita of the Rashba. Yadavikamachlas, the Tanai is Mahani, Atayra Loy Zachsalay Baal Karcha, being that the Isha is the one who's supposed to benefit from this Din Torah. The Torah is not Mezakatur Baal Karcha, and therefore, in the case where the Isha is Meichel, the Baal can make a Tanai that the Shanapi in his Kedushin, Achiv, and Sharing Ksos. Zokdev Shmuel, the Pshat is that the Tanai is Mahani, Bimokin, that the Isha is being Meichel, it's not the Pshat that her Mechila is Mahani, Afilo for her Mechila is not Mahani. But I call upon him her mechila's mahani enough to be misalik the din that it's master mashakosav b'toyer. This that she's being meichel is misalik the halacha that the tnai is going kineged the schus that the toyer was mezaket to the isha. And therefore, even though the isha's mechila is not mahani, but her mechila is enough to take off this din that it's master mashakosav b'toyer. And now the tnai itself can be mekoyim. It's not called master mashakosav b'toyer. The tnai is kaim and it's oikid the chiv sharing ksus from the kedushin. And now the kedushin can be chal without a chiv sharing ksus. So the Shmuel, who then when it comes to a Bechor, even though the Mechilas HaBechor is not Mehani, and the Bechor cannot be misalik himself from a Yerusha Deiraisa, being Nachla Abolil Odom Makamacher, or the Masna Shlai Veshena, but from a Yerusha Deiraisa, a person cannot be misalik himself. But I'll go upon him, the Mechilas HaBechor is Mehani, that now it's no longer called the Masna Mashakasa Batoira, and now the Av can be misalik the Schus HaBechor with the din of Masna Mashak, with the din of Tnai, that he's being Master, the Bechor shouldn't be Neitel Pishnayim. And with his din of tnai that is being masna that the Bechor shouldn't get the Pishnayim in such a case with the Mechilas HaBechor, what's not called masna mashakos b'toyer, the tnai is kayim, and the Bechor isn't noitel Pishnayim. There's a second mahalach, the Agoyis HaShvi, and Asug is also medayik from the Rashbam, that it's mashba from the Rashbam, that the Mechilas HaBechor is mahani, it's only because the Bechor doesn't have in mind to be meichel, that's why in our case the Gemara says loika machel. And Zokta Agoyis HaShvi, the reason why the Mechilas HaBechor is mahani is because matana kayi rachmana. And a person can be masna not to accept the matana agam midina Yerusha nischus Yerusha. A person cannot be masna shlo Yerushana. But that's tafka din Yerusha, the regular Yerusha min ha-toyra. Mashenke, when it comes to the chilek ha-bechayra, that matana kaya rachmana zoktagay sashri, being that the pasuk called it a matana, we see from there that just like a matana, a person can say that he does not wish to accept the matana, who did also the chilek ha-bechayra, the bechoki masna and speak out a siddok that he wishes to misalak himself from the schus to be neitel pishnai from the chilek ha-bechayra. Memele zokti ashbam, the mechilas ha-bechayra is mahani. And the chayra, there's an afkamina between these two mahalchim. The Mishnah had said two cases. The Mishnah said the case of Ish Pliny B'ni Bechor Lo'itol Pishnayim. And the second case of the Mishnah with the father is Masna Ish Pliny B'ni Lo'yivish Emechav. We're talking about a Pasha that the Pasha shouldn't be Noitel as Chelik in the Yerusha. According to the first Malach from Shmuel, when we say that the Gemara needed the reason of Hachal Lo'ikamachal, the Gemara is explaining first of all why is it that the Bechor should be Noitel Pishnayim, and also why should the Pasha be able to be Noitel as Chelik in the Yerusha? Why is it Lo'yam Aklum? On both of these cases, we're saying if it'd be Meichel Befevish, then the father's Tanai would be Mekuyim, and he'd be Eiked in Yerusha, and he'd be Eiked in of the Bechayra taking the Chelek HaBechayra. But Kol Zedaf, according to the first Malach, according to the Malach of the Agoyis HaShvi, the Gemara reason of Hachal HaKamachal is only explaining why is it that the Bechor shouldn't be Neitel Pishnayim, being that it's Matana Kai Rachmon and his Mechilah says Mahani, the Gemara is explaining Hachal HaKamachal, the Bechor wasn't Meichel, like the Ashvam explains, Mahano Yeshle B'Mechilah say. But when it comes to the Pashat, the Gemara doesn't really need the reason of Achal Eikam Bachal. I feel if the Pashat would be Meichel Mechilas, is that Mahani, he cannot be Mesalik himself from the Yerusha Deiraisa, that he has a schus to be Neitel Echelik in the Yerusha. So it comes out of Nafkamina, when it comes to the Chelik HaPashat, if the Pashat is Meichel Beferish, according to Shmuel, according to the Shittas HaRashbam, rather the Pashat also, the Tanai would be Mahani, and his Mechil would be Mahani, and according to the Agoyis HaShvi, when it comes to Chelik HaPashat, that's Pashat that he kept Mesalik himself from the Yerusha Deiraisa, and it's Dafka for the Chelik HaBechayvi, that the Gemara needs the reason of Achal Eikam Achal. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Nachlis Per Halacha Aleph Paskins Ein Adam Yachol Loivish Mishen Roy LeYoshev LeLaka Yerushim Min HaYerush. A person cannot be Oikir the Yerushim Min HaYerush Afal Pishas Emamenu and Bedavish Ben Mamet No Yizkayim. Zok the Rambam Lefisha Nema BeParshas Nachlis VaYisulev Ne Yisrael LeChukas Mishpat Loima SheChukazu LeTeshtane VeNat Nayamor Moilba. The pasuk says LeChukas Mishpat to teach us that Chukazu LeTeshtane VeNat Nayamorba. So the Yamam it's a mefurisha posik that a tnai is not mehani, and therefore the Yamam is misaymen alacha beis lefika choyim ish pliny bini bechayri lo yito pishnayim ish pliny bini lo yivish emechov the alacha of our mishnah is loya maklum. So the Yamam the reason why the alacha in our mishnah is loya maklum is because the posik says lechukas mishpat that teaches that a tnai isn't moyelba. And the achreinim asks lechayri the Yamam is not like the Gemara. The Gemara asks lema mas disin loy keb Yehuda that Reb Yehuda holds davar shabem mamon tnai kai. According to Rambam, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why didn't the Gemara just answer Shani Yochel that there's a pasuk lechukas mishpat that ain't a tnai boil, but a person cannot be masna in the parish of Yerushas? Mikvege answers that the Rambam held that it's a machlekes amayom. We find the Gemara in Bab Metzion daf Nun Aleph and the Gemara in Ksubas and daf Pei Gimel. There's a machlekes amayom in this svar of Yodav v'kamachla if the time of Yehuda is because of Yodav v'kamachla. And the Rambam learned that our sugi is only going according to the Man Yama that holds of the svar of Yodav v'kamachla. But according to the Man Yama that doesn't hold of the svar of Yodav v'kamachla, according to him, this, the Gemara's question still remains. Lema masdisin d'leke of Yehuda. And he holds like the teretz of the Rambam that there's a pasuk of lechukas mishpat that ain't a tnai moil bo. When Mamela's like the Rambam paskin like that man the Yama, and if the Rambam paskin's machmas tegzeres akosav is ain't a tnai moil bo, and that's why I'm b'ni b'chavi lo yirish lo yitol pishnayim is lo yamarklom. Zichin Shmuel explains the Rambam appears ma'aluch earlier. Zokter Shmuel, the Rambam holds like the shita sarashbam that be'etzem the mechilas habachoy shabi mahani. That Agam, normally we say a person cannot be misalik himself from a Yerusha Deiraisa, but over here, if the Bechor is being Moichel, and even though his Mechila is not Mahani, but his Mechila is enough to be Oikir, this that the Tnai is Neged is Oikir Dov Min HaTorah. And even though normally we'd say the father's Tnai is not Mahani because it's being Oikir Dov Min HaTorah, but Mokim that the son is being Moichel, the son's Mechila is Mahani to take off this halacha of being Masna Laka Dov Min HaTorah. And now the father's Tnai is Mahani to be misalik the Bechor from this halacha of taking Pishnayim. And therefore the Mechilas HaBachor would be Mahani to allow the father's Tnai to be Mekuyim to say that the Bachor shouldn't be Neitel Pishnayim. The Melech like the Rambam, when the Gemara says Hachal Oikom Hachal, like the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Bachor doesn't have a mind to be Meichel. What the Gemara means to say is Hachal Oikom Hachal is that the Bachor's Mechilas not Mahani. So to Shmuel, the Kavan of the Rambam is not that a person can't be Master Machmas Tegzeris HaKosov of Lechukas Mishpat. What the Rambam means to say is Machmas Tegzeris HaKosov HaChukas Mishpat that Yerusha the Chukas Mishpat that nobody can be Meichel this Chosen. And therefore the Bechor is not the Bailam on the moment to say it's his Chos and therefore he's being Meichel this Chos. Now it's not called Eichel Dovim in HaTayra. Being at the Pasuk says the Chukas Mishpat that it's a din that the Bonim should be Yerush their father, that's a din HaTayra that the Bechor isn't the Bailam on and the Yerushim are not the Bailam on. Memela zakter Rambam, being that the pasuk says the chukas mishpat hachal loikom achol, the mechilas habachor is not mehani to take off the halacha of oikodavim min haTorah. Memela being that now that the father is being oikodavim min haTorah without the mechilas habachor, because the mechilas habachor is not mehani to take off this halacha, it's a regular masna mashakosav b'Torah that the tnai is batal. Zakter Rambam machmas the pasuk of chukas mishpat, therefore the bechor can't be meichel. That's pshat in the gemara of hachal loikom achol. Memela the father is considered like the mission explains the masna mashakosav b'Torah, and therefore it's leom haklum and the bechor is still neitel pishnayim. And it comes out we have three shittas in the Biyah of the Gemara of Hachal Loikom Achal. We said over the Ashbam that Hachal Loikom Achal is that the Bechor doesn't have a mind to be Meichel because Ma'anol Yeshli B'mechilasai. We said over the Nemuki Yosef who explains that Hachal Loikom Achal that the Mechil isn't Ma'ani. The Nemuki Yosef and the Rashba hold that the Bechor's Mechil is not Ma'ani. He cannot be misalik himself from the Chilik of Yerusha Midei Reisa. And we said over two Mechalchim in the Ashbam, according to the Ashbam, is it that the Mechila is Ma'ani? Either like the Agoy Sashvi explains because Ma'atona Kaya Rachmono. We still have the Mechalach from Shmuel that being that the Bechor is being Mechila, is being Meichel, even though his Mechila is not Mahani, but his Mechila is enough to say that now it's not considered the Masna Lakadovim in HaTorah, and now the Tnai is Mahani to be Eichel in the Schus Yerusha and the Din that the Bechor is Shminetel Pishnayim. And then we said over a third Mahalach, the Rambam holds that Hochel Loikom Ochel is Machmas the Postik of Lechukas Mishpat. The Rambam says that the father cannot be Masna because of the Postik of Lechukas Mishpat, and the Achreinim asked that it's Shfef from our Gemara. Rekreg explains that it's Machlekes HaMeirom, and the Rambam is passing like the other Shittas that hold the reason of Sfar of Hochel Hossam Yadav Vikom Ochel, that the reason of Rebuda is not because of a Mechila, and according to those Shittas we have to answer it's Exeris HaKosav Tnai is not Mahani. If Shmuel explains that the Rambam is the third Mahalach and how to read the Gemara of Hochel Loikom Ochel. The reason why Hochel Loikom Ochel, the Bechor cannot be Meichel, is being that the Pasuk says the Chukas Mishpat, the Bechor is not the Bailam and the Yoshim, not the Bailam on their Schus, it's a Din HaTorah that the Yerusha should be Neifel to the Bonim. And being that the Bechor can't be Meichel, the male of the father's Tanai is now a Master Mashakosu B'Torah, Tanai Batlum, and that's the Halacha of the Mishnah of Lo Yamarklum.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.